Good morning. This is Kerry speaking.
Hi. I brought my bird in on Saturday. He wasn't feeling the best, and he had some sort of infection in his like a fungal infection in his crop. So he's still not eating very much. So we're just wondering, what we should be looking for to see if he's even, on the mend or what.
Okay.
His name is Charlie Cadby.
Sorry, how do you spell the surname?
Cadby, C-A-D-B-Y.
Okay, so still not eating a lot. Is he eating anything?
Not a
have
lot.
Have you been weighing
no.
him at he, all?
Sorry, weighing
have
him?
You,
no,
yeah.
we haven't weighed him. Hey, but he does look like now we're actually looking for it. He looks, skinny, but obviously he was already skinny. He's not eating a lot, no. He had a better day yesterday, but then today he's just like, he's eaten a, oh, well, I've had to go to work, but I do have people watching him, but they said he's not eating very much. Not like probably a budgie usually does, like,
Sure. Are you...
I'm hand-feeding him quite a bit too. Like, I'm actually putting the food in front of his face to actually eat, and he's, nibbling away and happy enough, and he's on top of the cage, like, he's on the top perch.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the heater on him continuously, and sometimes he's near it, sometimes he's not, and he only goes down to maybe scrounge around for some food. He doesn't seem to want to actually eat out of the seed unless you're shoving it sort of up in his face. He'll then, sit on it and eat it. But he likes to scrounge on the bottom kind of thing. But then he's heading back up the top again. But he's just not eating enough, obviously, to put weight on probably, and just not sure whether or not he's just decided to... Because we got, like, all this, like a new seed bale that we thought he might like or whatever, because he wasn't really eating that one that he usually does. And then we, he had the food that I always get because I did change the food at one stage.
Yeah.
And I think that's what has, caused him to
the decline.
Not want to
so
eat
is he so back
much.
On his original food that he was eating
yes.
prior?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Yes.
Like a good indication would be what his weight's doing.
Okay.
Like he's still quite bright and alert.
He's sleeping a fair bit.
Yeah.
But he's opening his eyes more than he was, and he's not as hunched over as he was when obviously we brought him into you. Like he was quite hunched when he was perching, but now he's actually a bit more upright, but he still is sleeping quite a bit and putting his head in his feathers. He still seems to be preening a little bit, like scaring at his feathers a bit and stuff. But I just wonder we should eat more.
Yeah,
I tried to
certainly.
Give him like some fruits and veggies as well, and I got some extra meat. But I just thought if you know of anything to try and get him to, eat. Because he doesn't seem like he's as sick as he was because we've been giving the medication morning and afternoon. And but he just is not eating enough, obviously, to be putting on weight.
Yeah. Like a good indication would be to weigh him. So if you have digital scales at home, I would recommend getting a weight on him. Obviously, it will change from what he was with us in here on our scales.
Mm-hmm.
The other alternative is you're more than welcome to bring him in and weigh him on our scales just to see how his weight is going. And then that will give you an idea whether or not he is eating enough to maintain weight or put on weight. He was 31 grams when he was in with us here on Saturday. We want to get him up to around about at least 34, 35. Once he's a little bit better, might look at changing foods at that point in time, but not until he's put on his weight.
So there's nothing that can sort of bulk him up a bit quicker, like to eat that puts more weight on birds.
Yeah, like the seed is higher in fats and stuff, and that will definitely do it. Like sometimes in these cases with birds that have been diagnosed with macro, they do need hospitalisation and feeding to increase their feeding and stuff like that, which gives them high energy crop feeding. So it's not something we would get you to do at home. But it's something that if he's doing not doing well and refusing to eat anything, we would probably look at. But because he is eating some, that is good.
Yeah.
But, first point of call would be to get a weight on him just to make sure that he hasn't dropped dramatically in body weight and in condition. So do you have digital scales at home at all?
Yeah, I do, yes.
Yeah, so the way we do it here, I'm not sure if you saw them in hospital. Pop them into like a little container.
Yeah.
Make sure you tear that off, obviously, first, and that'll give you an idea of what his weight's doing. And then, just when you do have hold of him, just take an eye on his petrel fat muscle, like over his breastbone and stuff there. That gives you an indication of his body condition as well.
Well, I actually see him, like, sitting, and now that I'm actually looking, I can see that he looks skinny.
So if he's actually held in weight and his demeanour's really dropped and everything, that's when I'll be saying, no, we'll get him back in sooner. We would want to make sure that he's still progressing in a positive manner.
And yesterday I thought he was, but then today not so much. Still, like I said, perching up the top and moving around the cage, like going down, up, you know, he's moving. But just not eating enough.
So
usually, once
upon
a time.
Like, is he passing many feces? Probably not if he's not eating a lot.
If he's eaten, he is. Which, some of them are better than others, and some are just watery kind of liquidy. But if we're pushing sort of food into him, he is. But not heaps, not like he used to, obviously. Yeah, not like we're used to with him. So this is like the first time he's ever been sick. So we're just like, oh no, what can we do for him?
Well, next.
But the other thing I was thinking, because he is 9 and a half, do birds sort of like think, oh, I've just had enough kind of thing? Like, is this what sort of age?
He could have had a long term, but he's just come out become a bit unwell.
This wasn't eating.
With this, they can wax and wane. They can get him better, and then through periods of stress, they can decline again. And sometimes it can be an ongoing thing. If he really stops eating and refusing to eat, that's obviously a point of call where we do a reassessment, potentially hospitalise him for force feeding, things like that. But we'd see what his weight's doing first. So I wouldn't stress him out to catch him to weigh him when you get home initially, unless he's due for his next medication. Weigh him when he's next medicated. The morning weight's generally the most accurate. Because you're getting him out twice a day to medicate. Maybe weigh him when you get home and then weigh him again in the morning and see what the weight fluctuates. And
medication.
Just so you're not stressing that, because the more unless
it could be different from your scales.
Because if he gets a bit stressed when you're trying to catch him, that's going to exert a lot of energy. And that will make him a bit more depressed.
I know that seems to be because he's trying to catch him is like he's making those sounds like flying around the darting around the cage. So he's kind of got some energy, but it's obviously while we're taking him out, we're stressing him out, and then he's deciding to not eat because we're stressed him out. But I don't know what to do with him. I'm just so upset that he's being so fussy.
He does need that medication to try and get better, but while he's still moving around the cage and he's still a little bit bright, that's good. Keep the heat up to him. Just monitor him and put food bowls. If he's not wanting to move around as much, put food bowls up so he doesn't have to really move around to eat.
So we put them everywhere all over his cage. I'm thinking, have we done put too much? And we've also spread it along the bottom because he seems to like to go and fossick around the bottom. So I thought, well, if there's food there, he can just, eat that as well. We also put, another feed bowl in, but I actually took that out this morning because I thought maybe we're overloading him and he's just like, this is ridiculous, you people. Stop shoving stuff in my face and that's upsetting more. But I didn't realise budgies were so, stubborn.
They can. Yeah, no, they are. They're probably almost the first
time
we've
ever had an issue.
Yeah, certainly. Right. Well, how his weight goes. If that's really dropped, then what I would recommend would be to come back for a reassessment and potentially, just to see, get the doctor's point of view of what they want to do further. If he's really not eating, they might have to look at doing some force feeding. But, we'll see what he's doing first and then take it from there if we need to. But, definitely give us a call, even if you get – what time do you get home today?
About 3:30, 4, yeah.
Yeah, well, we close at 5, so if you get home today,
okay,
it's really not doing well, let us know.
Yep.
Right. And then, yeah, we'll definitely make a plan from there.
Yep. Okay, thanks so much for your time.
Not a problem. Okay, all
okay.
the best.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you. Bye.